Bari, region Puglia, 4 million people and between them 73,000 immigrants. How to start integration early? In the school. Silvia Godelli, regional councillor for the Mediterranean, says, Puglia is different, better. We have no organized group of people against integration. 100% of our immigrants' kids go to schools. Teachers are nice. But Fabio Lucito from the city of Bari sees things less optimistic. Immigrants are in the same situations as homeless people. The president of Bangladesh community, Abdul Kader, since 10 years in Bari, is fighting for building monument of different languages. He has wife from Sri Lanka and two daughters which have only Italian friends. Annalinda Lupis from Communist Party thinks that there are no really intercultural projects on level of schools because it is too difficult to organize. Such projects must go from up, from politicians. They just talk about interculturalism. Nothing serious is done, says Chouaibi Twiti from Morocco. Professor Sonia Rutgliano, teacher of English in the Modugno Secondary School, says that situation there is very difficult. 40 of the 220 students in her school are immigrants. She's often used as translator when the kids don't understand what is going on. She shows a few flyers with poems from Colombia and Bangladesh translated into Italian language. This was the only intercultural project in her school in last 2 years. Mazzini Primary School. Here study about 600 pupils in 30 classes. Over 70 kids have a background other than Italian. But there is no exchange in the field of interculturalism, neither with other schools nor with the parents. Kelly Giannaco, one of the teachers. Sometimes we do some projects, like Abecedario. Children are painting letters of the alphabet with pictures of things from different countries. For example, K like kebab. Once also parents from some African island came to school to show our kids their games. When was it? 7 years ago. Which country? I don't remember. Maria Teresa Spinelli wrote her bachelor thesis about immigrants in Bari. She would like to become an intercultural mediator working in schools. But this position can be taken only by foreigners. In Bari there are around 100 such intercultural mediators. But because immigrants are from so many countries, there are many missing, for example from India, South Africa, Georgia. Rita Goffreolo, which was for 10 years working in Puglian Department of Education with young immigrants in school, points out a few problems. Some immigrants don't want to give their children to schools, and some Italian parents don't want immigrants in their children's classes. But the most important is to train teachers and the head of schools how to take advantage of an intercultural dialogue. Another problem is that only Italian citizens can work as teachers in Italian schools. Another solution has priests, Don Gianni. Puglian people were always immigrants. Look at me. My second name is Spanish, my R is French, my skin is Arabic. And my church doesn't do much for immigrants. But immigrants are with us every evening, organizing their meetings, even collecting money for our Italian disabled people. How come? The most important is not to give them just space, but to share with them our own space. Jean-Paul finished good school and university in Congo. He speaks Italian and English, but in Bari he can get only simple jobs. Would be much easier with white skin, he believes. So, does living together already mean integration? Or maybe in schools there is needed something more than K like kebab?